Blue sky, 6 degrees. Between the full moon in the west and the sun rising in the east, I strap on my snowshoes and head for the woods. It's too cold to stand still, but the sky is lightened. Dawn comes much earlier now, and I can feel winter lightening up along with the sky. The snow fell deep a few months ago, and since then there have been thaws and cold snaps, and what's left is as hard and granular as a long, undefrosted freezer, and about as attractive. It crunches and slides beneath my snowshoes. Without their toothy grip, I'd be flat on my tailbone. Down the road, there were spiles driven into the sugar maples. No sap is dripping yet, but soon another thaw will come, and the thin, clear sap will begin to run, the first sweet herald of returning life. The winter birds mob the feeders, chickadee and nuthatch, the titmouse and purple finch. Cardinals and mourning doves are rummaging among the seed hulls with the squirrels on the ground. A hawk flies over and the birds scramble for cover. Eventually, everyone returns to take up the never-ending search for food. The suet feeder is empty again. The woodpeckers and sapsuckers high in the branches chide me to refill it. The goldfinch guys have a bit of color starting to show on their necks, like someone with a buttercup reflection under the chin. In a few short weeks, they'll begin to molt in earnest, shedding winter's olive drab for the startling dandelion yellow of their spring finery. The other day, I heard a chickadee song, that two-note yoo-hoo call that's been missing for months. Horned owls have been duetting at dawn and twilight, promising a warm, snug hole in the oak snag, nestlings soon to come. Twilight itself is later, teasing a slow return to longer, lazy evenings after work, and for just a moment, standing with a grandmother oak and my back to the wind, the sun warms me into dropping the scarf and taking off my gloves. Poised between the darkest night and the point of equilibrium, the world is slowly tilting back to warmth, the sap flowing, snows melting, the young quickening toward birth and spring.